Mock and Daisy from Chicks on the Right join me to discuss the frustrating midterm elections. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also talk about the hypocrisy of Democrats on the economy and why the left wants to rip apart American families. Follow the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Monday morning to everybody. Hope everybody's weekend was great.
Is it a happy Monday?
it's all right. I mean, it's okay. I'm kind of lying. It's just all right.
It's not great, you guys. It's not great.
It's all right.
Trying to have a good attitude. Was not having the best of attitudes this weekend. I will say I was not having it this weekend. But I'm going to try to perk it up. Try to perk it up for today's video. And here's something perky. To share about our friends at Birch Gold. Remember how we've been saying that if you text 989898, if you text the word chicks to 989898, then Birch Gold sends you this really beautiful free information kit about how to diversify your financial portfolio into a tax sheltered account with Birch Gold. Well, now when you do that, when you text chicks to 989898, if you do that by Black Friday, which is amazingly next week, which you told me that, and I was like, "What are you talking about? Thanksgiving?
Next week is Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Oh my God. Next week, you guys."
I cannot. Well, anyway, so that means Black Friday is also next week. And if you text chicks to 989898 by Black Friday, then you're going to get a free gold bar, a free one, with any purchase that you make until December 22nd. So that's kind of an amazing thing that Birch Gold is offering right now. That is a pretty perky thing to be excited about. And so I wanted to make sure to let you guys know that there is a little bit of a sense of urgency now to texting the word chicks to 989898. And don't forget, there's no obligation. When you do that, all you're doing is you're getting information. That is all. You're just getting some information about figuring out how to convert your IRA or to buy an IRA that invests into precious metals into a tax sheltered retirement account. It's just information, you guys. I'm just saying, why not learn about it, right? So just text chicks to 989898.
Do it. And you guys, make sure you check out our website. Go to our website, chicksontheright.com, bookmark it, go there every single day. We have all the news. All the news is there. And all of our fabulous writers are writing it furiously. They're furiously writing, as are we. chicksontheright.com.
That's right. Okay, we're going to get to a lot of things. But first, we need to get to some cattiness, you guys. We got to do some catty news
just
first.
Okay? Get it out of the way. I like your name today, by the way. Your name is really good today, by the way.
Yes. And my name does have a purpose today. We will be talking about Mr. Mike Pence today. But first, there is nothing I say more important than this photo. This is a stunning, gorgeous photo from Tiffany Trump's wedding that took place over the weekend. She is a vision. I mean, look at these women. They are ridiculous.
It looks a lot like my wedding photo. Doesn't it look like your wedding photo? I mean, I looked a lot like that on my wedding day. Only I wore red. I wore red, cheetah heels. I mean, it's exactly the same though. She really was gorgeous. She's gorgeous. Beautiful. And you know what else I have to throw in? I think it's really nice. She had her mom and Melania, like right next. Yeah. I thought that was really nice. I love that.
They're gorgeous.
Yeah. I mean, it's nice. They're beautiful. Everybody looks beautiful.
Everyone looks beautiful. It's just a stunning photo. And this is the photo that I saw floating around Twitter, because this is the photo that Ivanka Trump posted on her social media, right? This photo. Well, then this morning I find out that the original photo looks like, hang on, let me get to it. The original photo looks like this, you guys. She freaking cropped out Kimberly Guilfoyle. She cropped her out.
Okay, maybe it's just a color thing. Maybe she didn't like the fact that she was wearing black, which I don't know. People get really weird about that at weddings. I've seen people do that. I've had family members get weird about that. It's like, hey, we're all wearing pastels. All right. Here's the memo. We're all wearing the pastel thing. And then Kimberly's like, I'm going to dress like Mistress of the Dark. And I'm going to just ignore the memo. And then she shows up, and then some girls get pissed about it. Ivanka, I could see, could be one of those chicks that gets really mad about that and then crops her out of a photo.
I think it's dumb.
I think it's kind of dumb, but you know, it's just,
I don't think she should have worn black. I think it was an odd choice, but she is sort of kind of not technically, but almost part of the family. I mean,
yeah, they're
not
engaged. They're engaged.
Right. And so maybe, I guess Ivanka could say, well, you know, she's not officially part of, I don't know what her reason was for cropping her out. All I know is that she cropped her out. And all I also know is that when I saw this photo, I was like, damn, Kimberly Guilfoyle is really short. Well, then I look it up. Kimberly Guilfoyle is 5'7", you guys. Which means that, can you imagine if I were in this photo?
Yeah, because we were talking about that. And she, because I'm basically, before my spinal fusion, I was 5'7". So I'm that height. So in Mock always says to me, oh my God, you're so tall, which I'm really not that tall. But compared to Mock, I am basically like a giant compared to Mock. Because if Mock was in this picture, she would look like the little guy from Game of Thrones. That's what she would look like. She would look like that little guy. And she'd be looking around like, going,
we
I can't
represent the Lollipop Guild.
That's what she would look like. So like these women are gigantic.
Oh my God. They're all of them.
They're
giant.
All gigantic. And it's come to find out Ivanka Trump without heels, Ivanka Trump is 5'11", which means she's like 6'3" in heels, you guys. That's
well, and she, the heels that she wore, I saw them like in a different photo. They were just, oh my God. They were like platform times two. They were insanely high.
This cuts off like your choice of, no wonder she's married to Jared, right? Yeah. Because you only have like four dudes that you can marry if you want to marry somebody your height. This is the thing. Your pool is limited, right?
It's true. I mean, I just am just shocked at this photo because that means all of those women are giants. Kimberly Guilfoyle is like a respectably tall height.
Yes. 5'7" is like it's not short. I don't think it's considered short. I'm considered average. I would imagine. Tall. I'm considered average, right?
No, you're considered tall.
I don't know about that, but yeah. But that's crazy.
You're considered tall.
It's crazy.
Anyway, not to belabor the point, but I thought that was super, super important for us to talk about, obviously.
We're not trashing. No, we're not trashing Ivanka. We're not. Cynthia thinks we're trashing Ivanka. No, we're not trashing her. No, we're not trashing Ivanka.
I'm saying she is very, very tall, and I don't know the reason that she cut out Kimberly Guilfoyle. That's literally all I've said about Ivanka.
No,
how am I trashing her?
She's like,
people
I just got out here.
Losing their minds.
Why are they trashing Ivanka? No, we're not trashing Ivanka.
I didn't at all. I thought she was gorgeous. She absolutely looked amazingly gorgeous. Okay, we also have to mention this FTX thing. And I am not going to pretend for a second that I know anything about crypto or that I understand it because I don't think anybody really does.
It's like the cloud, you guys. I don't understand it either. Nobody understands the cloud. Nobody. Okay.
Nobody. Mm-hmm. Nobody understands. They might say that they do, but I don't think anybody really, really understands it. Mm-hmm. But FTX, the owner of FTX is this 30-year-old weirdo. Okay. And you're going to start hearing his name a lot. Sam Bankman-Fried is his name. So over these past several days, the company, and he, you know, he was Mr. Philanthropy guy, supposedly. He was on the cover of Forbes. People talked about him like he's the next Warren Buffett. Like he's just this amazing entrepreneur and like he runs this FTX thing. They did ads on this during the Super Bowl. Like this was a huge ass company, right? So, and it turns out there's some very, very weird stuff that's going on. Now it's gone completely defunct. He and his partners have hightailed it to the Bahamas. They are trying to escape to Dubai so that they don't get in trouble. But here's the weird thing about it is that the Ukraine partnered with FTX. And so what FTX, here's the quote from Post Millennial. FTX is converting crypto contributions to Ukraine's war effort into fiat for deposit at the National Bank of Ukraine. And so that happened in March, right after the US says, hey, we got to give millions and millions of taxpayer dollars to Ukraine. Ukraine then uses that money, supposedly, they invest into this crypto company. And then FTX and Sam, the owner of it, all of a sudden donates millions and millions of dollars to Democrats. Okay. So essentially, if you think about it, we give all this money to the government in our tax money to give to Ukraine. Ukraine then gives it to FTX. FTX then says, here, Democrats, here you go. So while we're funding this war that a lot of us don't think we should be funding anymore because it's corrupt, because Ukraine is corrupted, it's way worse than we thought. Because now not only are we funding the war, we're also funding Democrats. We just put them all into office with this money. And so now FTX is, it's like this complete Ponzi scheme. People have lost millions and millions of dollars. And now that millions of dollars is sitting with Democrats. It's now why we've lost the freaking Senate. So, I mean, it's like really, really shady. There's a lot of shady stuff going on, and it's not good, you guys. It's not good at all because we have officially lost the Senate. Officially.
Yeah, it's gone. The Senate is bye. See ya. Bye. Bye.
It's bye.
Bye.
Yeah, it's totally bye.
A lot of people are saying money laundering. This is just
it's
money
completely
laundering.
Money laundering. That's what mm-hmm. It's totally
high
fraudulent.
Tech. Right.
And the thing is, I don't think anybody's going to pay. I don't think anybody is going
to
suffer
for it. They never do. They never do, especially when they're Democrats. God. It's especially, and Democrats are in charge. Why would they pay? Who's going to hold them accountable? No offense, but the people on our side have no balls.
Right.
So it's not like anybody on our side is going to actually fight and hold them accountable. There's zero testicles, zero on
it's
our
so,
side.
It's so infuriating. It's,
right. So this stuff will just keep happening. I mean, I'm just like over here going, all right, so that's not surprising to hear this kind of news.
Maybe that's why this weekend has been kind of tough. Like I've had an attitude all weekend long. I've just been, even my husband, we took a little road trip yesterday and he's like, you're in a bad mood. And mm-hmm. I was like, I know. You know why? Because everything freaking sucks.
Yeah. I feel beat up. I just feel like it's like one hit after another. Mm-hmm. It's like, thank you, sir. May I have another? Because we can't win. It's like, but a lot of it is we won't fight back. We have all these people that we pay these ungodly salaries to, and they don't fight for us. And we try. It's like, you think, okay, finally, we're going to get these people in there that are going to do what's right. They're going to do it. They're going to, it's going to be great. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Because I don't even know at this point. I don't know that we're going to get the house, you guys. If we do, it'll be by the slimmest of margins. It probably won't be enough to really do much of anything. And I don't even know if it's going to happen. Carrie Lake is behind in Arizona. We still don't even know if she's going to win or not, which is so also infuriating on every level.
Right.
This is a good day to get boned. If you haven't gotten boned yet, get yourself
so
some coffee.
Like get all the boning. All of it. Get every single bone. Get boned all up in there.
Seriously, you guys, right. bonefrogcoffee.com. Or better yet, I mean, or in addition to Bone Frog, I shouldn't say better yet because you need Bone Frog Coffee. Maybe think about that Michael Phelps swim spa from masterspas.com/chick.
Yeah.
Also, probably a good idea right about now because, man, I could really use some de-stressifying because I'm stressed. I'm not going to lie. I'm stressed. I'm very stressed out, you guys.
Yeah. And then I have to talk her up a ledge again. Again.
Okay. And so let's get into some videos because we need to talk about the fact that Mike Pence just did an interview with ABC's Jonathan. How do you say his name? Jonathan Muir?
I don't say his name. I never say his name. I never do.
Just try to avoid saying
just
his name.
Just don't say it. Just don't.
And here is what's really dumb about Mike Pence right now. Mike Pence does this interview, and you're going to see this little clip where he's asked, you know, basically, is he mad at Trump for January 6th? And so what's dumb about this interview is that it's going to make everybody mad. I don't know who it's going to actually, I don't know who's going to watch it. Maybe the Lincoln Project. I don't know who would watch it and look at him and be like, Yeah, that was a great idea, Mike Pence, for you to complain about Trump right now. Because the people like, I don't know, like a Liz Cheney or the January 6th committee, they're going to see this and think, what the hell took you so long? Why are you only now just saying this? Mm-hmm. And then the people who are already mad at Mike Pence because they think that he, you know, ruined Trump's election, they're going to be super mad. So yeah, I don't know who this is supposed to appeal to. You know,
why didn't he do this? It just makes him look, I hate to say this about him because, you know, I've always liked him, but it just makes him look like weak, like he's a man that gives into, I for lack of a better phrase, peer pressure. Like everybody else is ganging up on him, so I'll gang up on him too, because this is the time to do it, because now's the time. Why didn't you say this a year ago? Why didn't you say this? You know what I mean? It's like,
what's the thing? The timing is really odd.
Yeah, the timing is really odd. It's like, I don't like this. It's like, well, I mean, I'm just going to go with the group. It's,
He's clearly setting himself up for a run. Like this is, it's his book and all that stuff.
It's like, it's a party thing. It's a group thing. I don't like it. Like that's not what leaders do. And so for me, that's a huge turnoff. Cause I'm like, you're not thinking for yourself. Yeah. Obviously there's some group thing here and you're doing what everybody else is doing right now, which is you're ganging up on the guy. You know, it's like, yeah, exactly. Blood in the water is what it is. And I hate that. It's like, that's too easy, man. That's just too easy. And that's exactly what he's doing.
I don't like it. And it's not a long clip, but I think, I mean, especially because there's this really, the thing about Mike Pence, and I, you know, I've always liked him too, but the thing about it is that sometimes the way he delivers his answers or his speeches or whatever seems very inauthentic because of the style. There's just a certain affect that he has about the way that he delivers
answers. He's very politician-y.
And Ted Cruz, honestly, to me, a lot of the times is the same, where it's so showy that I'm always just like turned off by it. Yeah. And that was the vibe I got from this. Listen.
Barricaded inside the House chamber. Mm-hmm. And in the middle of it all, you can see that the president has tweeted. 2:24 p.m., the president tweets, Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done.
It angered me. But I turned to my daughter who was standing nearby and I said, it doesn't take courage to break the law. It takes courage to uphold the law. I mean, the president's words were reckless. It was clear he decided to be part of the problem.
There's no way that that actually is real life. There's no way he turned to his daughter in that moment and said those words. I'm sorry. Yeah. That's just ridiculous to me.
You know, he was like, I turned to my daughter and the background music, it lifted, the volume went up. And then, you know what I mean? And then eagles flew over us. And right. And then Jerry Bruckheimer, because he was directing it, he came in. He was like, cut. No, wait. We need to have clouds come in. I mean, this is the thing. You're just like,
it's just over the top. Like, seriously? Can we just not?
Right. I can't.
Oh, my God.
I just can't. I can't with all these people today. I just can't. Because Jerry Bruckheimer would have directed that. He would have.
I mean, that's the thing. That's the vibe I get. Like, and then why are you doing this right now? I'm irritated at all of that today.
Today is not the day. It's not the day.
But you know what it is the day for? It's the day to get your thunderstorm. You guys, I'm so excited because they're doing it by one.
So good at that. God, you're so good at that.
They're doing the buy one, get ones, you guys. It's just in time for Christmas. So these are the air purifiers. We've showed you these before. These are the ones that have the little dialy dials where you can turn up the, like, and how much air purifying you want.
Let me interject. Okay. So please. My mother-in-law is coming for Thanksgiving. Okay. We have one of those in our cabin. Our cabin smells like ass. Okay. So it's so bad. And so when we put that in there, it takes all the nasty smells out of there. It is unbelievable. Like, I will tell you, those things actually do work. Okay. I know that this is Mock's like thing where she does the ads, but I will tell you, like,
that they do.
Those things work, you guys. And so we have one in our cabin and it is awesome. And I put it up in the loft and it like takes all the smells out of the entire 600 square foot cabin. It's fantastic.
And it's not a mask. It actually does remove the odors.
It sucks all the nastiness out of there.
It like takes no space because you plug it into your wall. So it doesn't even take up any space on the floor. That's what's so amazing about these. So, and it's buy one, get one without limit. So if you go to EdenPureDeals.com and you look for the thunderstorm and you put in Chicks BOGO as your code, you can get however many is buy one, get one. If you get 10, if you order 10, you're going to get 20 for the price of 10. Okay. So these are the most amazing little air purifiers ever. I am crazy about them. I would not be able to survive in this house with boys if I did not have these. Okay. So it's EdenPureDeals.com. Use Chicks BOGO to get your buy one, get one deals. And that's a thing that if you want to gift it to somebody, you know they're going to use it. So if you've got somebody that's hard to shop for, I mean, that's a no-brainer because like everybody needs them. You know, we all stink from time to time. It's okay to admit it. We can all admit that.
Speak for yourself.
Anyway, okay.
Okay, wait, one more. You guys, one more thing. Go check out our links page. Our link tree is chicksontheright.com/links. It has all of our socials there. You should be checking us out on Twitter and Instagram because they're really awesome, our Twitter and Instagram pages. Chicksontheright.com/links. You can find all the things there. Okay.
All the things. Okay. I know they won't ship to California, which is really stupid, but that's not their fault. It's California's fault. Yeah. So you know what you do? You just like find somebody in a neighboring state and you just say, hey, can I just send this to you? And then just go drive one day and get it. I know that's like, I'm just saying it like it's no big deal. You guys just do that.
Yeah.
Or when next time you travel, like have your friend order it for you and then just sneak it in your luggage. You'll be fine.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay. I also wanted to show this clip that's kind of making the rounds right now on social media. And it's an old clip of Rush Limbaugh and it's from his TV show, you guys. His TV show is my favorite. I loved it because you could see him being funny. You know what I mean? Like you can see it and it's different than just hearing it. Which by the way, when my husband and I were road tripping yesterday, I realized how much nicer it is to watch Maria Bartiromo than it is to listen. That really? Woman's voice. Yes. Yeah. You need to see her because if you're just listening, that's a lot to take in.
It's like
her
Fran Drescher. It's like Fran Drescher. Yeah.
It's hard to listen to without having the benefit of seeing her beautiful face. I'm just saying. And Rush is just so funny to watch. And this is a great example. This is him. This is what? Like the early 90s where he's already foreshadowing how everything is going to be when it gets woke. So you guys are just going to love this. Look.
Because I'm wearing these ribbons, I care more than any of you about anything. And these ribbons say so. I want you people sitting at home and you people in the audience, look down at your lapel right now. I want you to do this. Put the camera back on me. Do this. When you look down, what do you see? You don't see anything because you're not wearing any ribbons. It means you're a bigot. It means you're a racist. It means you're a sexist. It means you're a homophobe. It probably means you're a white guy. It probably means you're a European. And you alone are responsible for all the ills of America. But I'm not because I'm wearing these ribbons. I care more than you.
God, he was the goat. He was.
I know, right?
So great. Love him.
I love that too so much. Yeah. Okay, now. We mentioned, of course, that we don't know what's going on with the House. It's not called yet. We don't know if we have the majority. People are still saying that it's likely to go in Republicans' favor, but by the tiniest of margins, we do know that we've lost the Senate. We still have to really, really push for Herschel Walker to win so that they don't have an extra vote because it's already bad enough that they have what they have had for the past 2 years. We've got to not make it worse. And so If you can send a little help Herschel's way, please do so. But it's interesting because there's this clip of Kamala going around right now where she admits, she says out loud the reason essentially that they want, that they, that Democrats win. And it's amazing to me because you, think about every time you hear a Democrat say we should lower the voting age, right? You've seen the squad make that case a lot. Oh, yeah. People should be able to vote when they're 16.
Right.
There's a reason that they go for the youth. There's a reason that they go to TikTok. There's a reason that they have all these morons, these influencers coming to the White House, because it works. They do it because it's effective. And here is the reason why.
The other thing we know about this population, and it's a specific phase of life. Remember, age is more than a chronological fact. What else do we know about this population, 18 through 24? They are stupid. That is why we put them in dormitories. And they have a resident assistant. They make really bad decisions.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do.
Yes,
they do. Yeah. And it goes right back to Obama. Remember? Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember when you and I started our site back in 2009, that was one of the things that we were like, holy crap. They went hard. His administration went hard for that vote. And that's what scared the ever living crap out of us, is we were like, this is it. This is what's going to turn the tide for him, is that age group. And it did.
Yeah,
that was
it. He's still doing it.
And it's still doing it. Democrats are smart when it comes to that. They know exactly what they're doing. They go for the young people because they're so impressionable. That's why you see all these like women's marches full of those young women. They're like, oh my God, I'm trying to take my ability away to kill my kid. It's like, you're 18. You know what I mean? You're in they are out there like freaking out about stuff that half the time doesn't even really affect them. And they don't really even know what they're talking about. Like when it comes to the economy and all this other stuff, the border, crime, they're insulated in this little world and they don't even know. They don't even know what they're voting for because everything is being paid for by mom and dad. A lot of these kids, their world.
Well,
it's why
so much wisdom and conservatism comes with age.
Right.
You know what I mean? So Democrats are brilliant when it comes to this strategy. They know how to harvest ballots and they know how to appeal to the youth vote.
Right.
And that is what won them this election.
And that's why, listen, we'll mention pop culture and people get pissed off at us.
Right.
They're just like, why are you talking about pop culture? Blah. And it's like, because that is how you win over that age group. And this, and for some reason, conservatives will not get it. They will not grasp that. The only ones that have gotten it is Daily Wire. They're the only ones. They are finally getting it. Like they are grasping it and they're trying to get into that realm. But man, everybody else, for some reason, conservatives just refuse to get into that realm. They won't do it, to our demise.
Oh, yeah. And I know anytime we've ever done a post on something that has to do with pop culture or celebrities or whatever, I always know the old people when they comment, who? Like, and they think that that's super clever and funny. And I'm just like, would you?
Yeah,
that is okay. You're literally showing me who you are in that statement.
Yeah. And you're the reason we're going to keep losing elections. Right. Congratulations.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Mm-hmm. Speaking of elections, Nancy Pelosi back out on all the talk shows talking about, of course, what happened to her husband, Paul, and also being asked to, you know, what her plans are. Is she going to retire? Which she is not apparently going to do. She plans on sticking around. And she was talking to George Snuffleupagus about whether she would support Biden running again for re-election. And here is what she said.
President Biden should run again.
Yes, I do. I mean, President Biden has been a great president for our country. He has accomplished so much.
Oh, my God.
There you have
bad
it.
Bad crap. Bad crap crazy. I mean, how old is she? Like 105?
I mean, she's definitely 80 something. I just don't know what number after the eight, but definitely 80 something.
And I saw something the other day about how she thinks that one of the reasons that, you know, Democrats are winning so much is because she thinks that people were turned off by our reaction, by conservatives and Republicans' reaction to how her husband was attacked.
Wow, that's, she thinks a lot of herself, right? Doesn't she?
Doesn't she? Doesn't she think a lot of herself? Yeah.
Can you imagine that making a difference to somebody in the voting booth?
I mean, she's so out there when it comes to this stuff. Like, that was the last thing on my mind. No, I mean, listen, it just was when it comes to voting. I just was not, I'm sorry, what happened to her husband? That's a terrible thing. But I was not thinking about her husband because I have a life here. I have a life. Right. I got to pay for gas. I got to pay for groceries. I mean, like, crime is going up in our cities. There's also, I live in Texas, for crying out loud. You know what I mean? There's border issues and stuff. Like, it's like, I'm not thinking about her husband in this fancy house in San Francisco getting attacked because crime is outrageous there. You know, I feel like that's kind of her problem since she's in charge of that area, you know?
Yeah.
Hello. So yeah. But that is what she said the reason was, or one of the big reasons is our reaction to that. Like, our so my lack of empathy is the reason that more Democrats are doing well. Okay. Like, what? This is,
I know, it's nuts. It's absolutely nuts.
Completely nuts.
And by the way, speaking of Biden, he was at another climate convention and had a little bit of trouble getting some words out, as he is known to do. This is the guy that she says, absolutely, he's done great things.
To help make the transition to a low carbon future more affordable for everyone, accelerate decarbonation beyond our borders. In fact, the International Energy Agency recently concluded that our significant climate investment will, quote, help turbocharge turbocharge the emerging global clean energy economy. Oh,
God, that was bad.
That's our president, everybody.
Yeah, I love Mary Jane just said conclaption. That was the best, Mary Jane.
Conclaption.
Do you remember?
I mean, what in the world? You guys?
So great. Oh my God, that guy. That was really bad. It was so bad. Yeah. Wow.
Also, after our show on Friday, because we did talk about the whole Trump going after DeSantis inexplicably thing. And right after the show, he apparently decided to also attack Glenn Youngkin for reasons I cannot begin to fathom. But he clearly sees Glenn Youngkin as a potential threat for 2024 as well. And so he's just in full speed ahead mode. I'm going to attack everybody who might be a threat to me. And so Glenn Youngkin was asked, hey, what's your response to President Trump for calling you Chinese? Because that was the that was the direction he decided to go with on insulting Glenn Youngkin. And so here is how he responded.
What's your reaction?
First of all, I didn't see it. I have to be honest. I've been busy all morning. Listen, you all know me. I do not call people names. I really work hard to bring people together, and that's what we're working on. Well, that's what I'm saying, and I just, that's not the way I roll, and not the way I behave. And I think, again, this is a moment for us to come together as a nation.
Bless him.
It was all class. It was all class.
He was all class. I'm sorry. I am so tickled by the fact that he tried to call him Chinese. I'm just so tickled by the whole thing. It's all so ridiculous. I can't. Yeah. I just want to go scorched earth on everybody, you guys.
The conspiracy theories now have gotten, I mean, Trump is effective because all of this stuff is actually making people say, for real,
it's planned,
that DeSantis is a rhino and that DeSantis is part of the establishment.
Right.
And that's what
people hear.
Right. That's what I know. That. We're dealing with people who are so cult-like in their worship of Trump that they're not thinking clearly. Because you're going to suggest that DeSantis is somehow part of the establishment only because you think he has had conversations with Republican leadership, What are you doing, you guys? Look at his results. Look at what he is doing. Not just the fact that he's having polite conversations with people as you would as a fellow Republican. I don't even understand people who are trying to say now that DeSantis is somehow part of the swamp. He could not be more effective at promoting conservative ideas and policies. He's the most effective governor in the country at doing that. So for people to turn their back on him simply because Daddy Trump is saying, I don't like him now, is freaking whack. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy to me.
My favorite is the people who are like, they're working together and they're trying to, there's those people that are like, but it's all just a big, they're just, it's a strategy and they're working together. And it's like, just, it's a big thing. And then the meat, and I'm just going, you know, it's like, that seems like an awful lot of work. You know, it seems like that would be an
that's
awful lot.
Not what's going on, you guys.
I feel like it's not. Like, it's like they want so badly to not have to admit that sometimes, you know, sometimes people can be disappointing. Sometimes they can't be. It's okay. Yeah. They can be great. And then sometimes they can be a disappointment. It happens every day. I mean, it's happened to me in my whole life every day. It's fine. Sometimes people can disappoint you. It's all right.
Brian Brumley says, take all the seats, Trump. And thank it's you for fine. The super sticker.
It's fine. People can be great and then they can be not great. It's okay. Yeah. It's okay. It's not and your fault.
My other favorite is when people are saying, you just need to stop paying attention to the media narrative about Trump. I'm not. I'm just listening to him. That's it. I wouldn't even be talking about him right now if he were not saying all these insulting things to other effective governors. Like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense.
We haven't listened to the media narrative about anything ever. It's just, yeah, if we did that, then we'd be a whole different show. Right.
Yeah. Remember, you and I were some of the few that were not listening to the media narrative about the red wave. How many times before the election were we like, I don't like this. I don't like all this talk about the red wave. Right. I don't know that that's a sure thing. We said that over and over again. So we are not people who follow the media at all. Okay, no. Mike, we're falling in line with the trolls. Okay. All right. What's that Jennifer Lawrence thing where she's like, okay. Okay. You go right on ahead
what
and
trolls?
Think that.
What who are these trolls that you speak of? I don't like
we're
what are
part
you
of the swamp.
About?
If we have a problem with the fact that Trump is calling Glenn Youngkin Chinese, then we're part of the swamp now.
I just think
that's
it's funny.
Ridiculous it's getting.
I just think it's freaking hilarious. I think that's funny that he called him. I just think that's it's so childish and funny. I just find it okay. All right.
By the way, speaking of Trump, and this is totally not a slap on him at all, Mike Lee does an amazing impression of him, you guys.
Okay.
Have you ever seen this? I have a clip.
But in a funny way, like a nice
in
funny
a totally
way.
Totally funny way. Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah. This is not a bash on Trump at all. Mike Lee was giving a speech and he was talking about a time where he was having to make a presentation to Trump about something. I don't even know what, it doesn't matter. But he had just given a presentation to Trump and was hoping that the reaction was going to be really positive. And so here is him reenacting the conversation that took place. He's really good at this. Look.
Proud of myself. And I was thinking he was just going to bear his heart out to me. I'm thinking, thank you so much, Mike. Instead, he goes, Mike, when the rest of us were 16, we were out chasing girls and doing crazy, crazy stuff. But then I think about you. At 16, you're not doing that, Mike. You're at home, sitting at a desk, and you're studying the Senate rules and the Constitution. Am I right? And I said, well, it's not far off. Yeah, it's kind of true. But I, you know, I did like girls. In fact, that's where I met Sharon, and he goes, yeah, good point. He said, I knew it. I knew that was you. And then he turns around and he says to all the staff, and this is the critical part, and yet he has a beautiful wife. I don't understand.
That is so cute.
That was pretty good.
That was good.
Also, I saw somebody in the comments say, you guys need to listen to Dan Bongino about the whole Trump and DeSantis fight. And I did. I did listen to him. And what I took away from it is that he was calling it a fight between Trump and DeSantis, which it absolutely is not. I disagree with Dan Bongino because DeSantis is not in this fight. He is not even responding to Trump right now. He has not picked a fight. He has not asked for this fight. This is a one-sided fight. And one thing that you guys need to re-listen to, if you are telling me to listen to Dan Bongino, listen to the end of his talk when he says the timing of this is awful and that no one should be talking about 2024. I absolutely agree with him on that point. So maybe listen to it again, because I don't know if we're taking the same thing away from it. Autumn, thank you. Autumn says, thank you both for making all the sense. You are a blessing to me. Oh my God, thank you.
Thank you. So sweet.
All right, what's your whack?
Oh, my whack is China, you guys. China is China. Crazy. I don't know if you can show the video, but they have arrested 9 people in China for they're doing lockdowns still, you guys. They're still doing coronavirus lockdowns in China, which is whack just by itself. There was a video taken November 7th, and they showed these ridiculous state workers wearing hazmat suits, dragging local people across the pavement before beating them.
Whoa.
And this is in, I can't, you usually love saying the provinces, but it's in the Shandong province. And they've arrested those people. And I guess it's because they got them on video, but this just for using excessive force.
Wow.
But they still arrest people. They're allowed to arrest people. They have cracked down on illegal and criminal acts that infringe upon citizens' personal safety and other legitimate rights and interests, blah, blah, blah. But they still do this, right? They're still doing this because they're commies and they do this. And so I was joking with Mock this morning, and I'm like, this is basically us in the next, 5 to 7 years, because they're going to own us.
Yeah.
Well,
and Joe Biden extended the emergency declaration of COVID, I think through March or April of this coming year, even though just a month or two ago, he said the pandemic's over. There's already people speculating on Twitter and elsewhere that we're going to have another mask mandate. I mean, totally. That's how, this is what you get. You know what I mean? Like when you vote Democrat, this is what you get.
Not so only that, but I truly feel like China will do this. They're going to do it again. They're going to do it to Taiwan. I've been watching all the stuff and reading all the stuff about China. They're going to unleash another horrible pandemic on Taiwan. They're going to use biological weapons first, because they did it with us.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it. They're going to do it with Taiwan. And then this is what they're going to do. And so I don't know. They're totalitarian. They're commies. They're total commies. And too many people, we depend on them way too much. Way too much. It's scary, you guys.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Anyways, sorry to be Captain Bring Down. Thank you, Pamela. Sorry to be Captain Bring Down, but that's happening. Can you believe that's still happening in China? Can you believe it?
I'm actually surprised that they arrested the workers. I would have thought Chinese government would have been like, yeah, we need more of that.
I think the only reason they did that is because it was caught on video.
Yeah, that's probably right.
That's it.
Pamela says, you two are the best. Common sense in a world where there is little. Thank you so much for that,
Thank you
guys. Also, wanted to remind everybody that it is time for you to start stocking up for Christmas presents and stockings. And this is what you can get right now. I mean, you can get anything you want from mypillow.com/chicks. But I could not recommend more highly the kitten fur squeezy technology of the MyPillow slippers and moccasins. They are
pretty awesome.
Glorious.
Mm-hmm. They're the best. Glorious. I love the travel pillows for people. Those are really great gifts. Mm-hmm. And since I already have bought most of my Christmas presents, a lot of them are in my attic right now, and all of my Christmas trees are up. I'm not even kidding you guys. Well, I have one more to do. I have 2 Christmas trees up, 1 more little one to do. Yeah. See, I'm that person. And I bought all my Christmas presents, but I really love the travel pillows for people. They're great, you guys. They're great.
Especially because they can actually roll up pretty tight and fit in a stocking. So
really great.
That's another great stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. MyPillow.com/chicks. You can save huge on their sheets still. You can also get buy one, get one offers on a ton of their products. This is the time to stock up, support Mike Lindell in the process, support us in the process. Mm-hmm. MyPillow.com/chicks, and then use code chicks at checkout.
What are you doing, Cash? Cash is trying to eat my lip balm. His lips are chapped. Come here, buddy. You want to say hi to everybody?
You got to say the magic words.
You got to bring it in. You got to bring it in. Oh, he's bringing it in. Okay, okay. Oh,
where's the flappies?
You got a flap? Are you? I think you already flapped once.
Did he? Oh, look at that big face.
Oh, big punum. Here you go. Okay, he's very happy to see everybody. And oh, so excited.
Oh, no
okay.
Flap? Okay.
He'll flap. Okay. He'll probably flap when we get off. He'll do like a triple flap. And yeah, he's very excited to see everybody on the outside of the door. But you guys, try to make the best of this Monday. It's been kind of a craptastic weekend. We can do this together. We can do it. Everybody have a fantastic Monday, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
Mock and Daisy from Chicks on the Right join me to discuss the frustrating midterm elections and why single women are now overwhelmingly backing Democrats. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, we'll also talk about the hypocrisy of the Democrats on the economy and why the left wants to rip apart American families. Join me. Follow the Sarah Carter Show at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.